This morning we're joined by Dennis Sadowski from the Black River Stamp Club. They have their big annual, the 39th Stamp Club show coming up this Saturday at St. Jude School on Poplar Street in Elyria. Dennis, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce and Craig. Thanks for having me. We're doing very well. This weather is great, so we can't complain in November.
No, we can't. And the postal workers probably don't complain about weather like this, too, when they're delivering the 11.6 billion pieces of mail during the holiday. At least that's last year's. Wow.
That's right. So, they're very busy. We have good postal carriers on our routes here in Lorain County, and we should commend them when they're out there in good weather and bad.
Right. I just try to do my best to navigate the vehicles when they stop at the mailbox, and do I pass, do I wait, how do I give them enough space? And it must be a little harrowing sometimes when they're driving that little vehicle around to dropping off the mail, too.
Exactly. But they're great people. They're very safety conscious, and they're very conscientious about their jobs.
Do you have any postal workers in your stamp club? Just a question, I wondered.
Not now, no. I know the Kylor Club had a member. That's the club that meets in Rocky River that I'm also a member of. But no, there's really no postal workers in our club.
Well, your club has a lot of things going on, and you're going to have a great show coming up on Saturday. This year, you are featuring the Toni Morrison stamp. When did that get issued?
That was issued on March 7th in Princeton, New Jersey, where Toni had been on the staff at Princeton University for a long, long time. And so that's where the family chose to have it, because they're all based out of New York City. We tried, our clubs have tried to get the Postal Service to have this, at least some sort of ceremony here in Lorain, but it didn't work out. So we're just very happy to be able to commemorate the life of Toni Morrison, who grew up in Lorain, and we'll have special displays from both the Lorain Public Library System, where she worked as a young high school student at the Carnegie Library, and then where the Lorain Historical Society is based now. They will also have an exhibit. Caitlin Donaldson, the curator there, has been working with one of our members, Chet Kelly.
When I'm looking at the stamp, it looks like a photograph, but I assume it's more of a painting of some sort, correct?
I mean, no, it is a photograph.
Okay.
It's an actual photograph. I don't recall the name of the photographer who took it of Toni. Not long before she passed away in 2019. And she's very beloved person, recognized her status in telling the stories of Black Americans. You can almost call it historical fiction, but exploring the thought processes of Black Americans and their challenges in living in a majority society, majority white society, both in slavery as well as after slavery.
What is the special souvenir cover that you have prepared for this, if you could talk to him?
Yeah, our member, longtime member, Charlie Delgado, has traditionally designed a commemorative cover for our show every year. And this year we'll be honoring Toni Morrison, of course. It comes with a pictorial postmark honoring her as well in Lorain County's literary history. So we will frank those covers with the Morrison stamp, postmark them with the postmark, and have them available for sale at the show on Saturday.
And hers is a forever stamp, as maybe now with you're a forever stamp, you are sort of forever in that sense. Sometimes stamps that have specific values on it maybe, you know, fall out of favor at some time, but a forever stamp, obviously good forever, right?
Well, obviously it is, because the Postal Service started this 15 years ago or so, issuing forever stamps, so that way if you bought the stamp at the lower rate, it would still continue to pay first class postage at any future new rate.
Now, are we getting up to that new rate? You had a note in your article like a couple of weeks ago that they filed for a raise of postage rates. Has that taken place, do you know?
It will take place in January, I believe around January 21st, and that will go up to 2 cents, I believe.
All right. See, if you quiz Craig and I on how much a first-class stamp until I buy my, like, Christmas stamps and they say $28, and you're like, I'm just buying,
I only got 10 stamps. What's going on here?
Whatever like it is. But, yeah, but we understand the reason, and everything goes up in price. But it's still amazing that You can put a stamp on a letter and put it in a box, and it'll show up on someone's doorstep not too far later. You also had, again, we're speaking with Dennis Dadowski. You can read his columns also in the Chronicle Telegram twice a month. And one of your previous ones talked about a special West Falls postmark. Tell me about this and how these are created and how people can still enjoy that.
Yes. Dave Gill, a member of our club, who lives out in Catawba Island, believe it or not, he makes the trek in once a month to our meetings. He has been involved since in his semi-retirement now. He has been involved in a program called Postmark America. It's very little known, and it allows local sponsors, in our case it turned out to be the Black River Stamp Club, to put together a postmark in a local community post office. So Dave has done this in a lot of other communities, Port Clinton, Lakeside, Marblehead for the two lighthouses out there, in Fremont at Spiegelberg for President Garfield, and a few other communities. And he thought, well, let's do one for Elyria. So we signed on to his application as the sponsor of the postmark, and it went into effect mid-October. And anybody can go down to the Elyria post office, ask the clerk to postmark the mail instead of the traditional machine cancel, because our mail goes from Elyria, Lorain, Oberlin, what have you, to Cleveland for postmarking. But we can ask for the postmark in Elyria, and they will postmark the mail for you, and it'll go on its way.
And this one has the special West Falls with the Twin Falls kind of depicted
that's,
over the bridge.
Correct.
And Black
that's
River.
Correct. The Postmark America is designed to allow for featuring local geographic sites, monuments, individuals, what have you, that pertain to a community.
Wow. How would we know that there would be a special postmark somewhere there in that post office? Do we have to go to a site to know? I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, exactly. You could ask, but it's very little known. It's been around for about four decades.
Wow.
But it's very little known. Hardly any communities are aware of it. The post office does not really publicize this. But Dave, being the inquisitive person that he is, knew about this in his research after he sold his business out there and started getting into stamp collecting again. And he researched it and decided to start doing this in some of the local communities that he's involved with. So, yeah, anybody can do this. We can do one in Lorain. We could do one for Toni Morrison if we wanted to, I'm sure.
So, and they create this at some point. You do a drawing somewhere, it gets submitted and turned into a stamp.
A postmark. A rubber cancel. Exactly. Exactly. It's pretty simple to do.
Wow. Well, there's neat things you learn when you probably follow things with the Black River Stamp Club. Again, you have your big event coming up on Saturday over at the St. Jude School, as it's been there for a number of years, 10 until 5. Talk about some of the things people will see and things you got set up for youngsters as well as people that maybe are hardcore collectors.
Yes. Well, the show has been at St. Jude's for a long time, like you said. We will have 11 dealers there so people can buy and sell items for their collections. We will have the U.S. Postal Service will be there to sell the new issues, including the Toni Morrison stamp. If you haven't gotten it yet, you can pick it up there. We will have a beginner's area, largely for children. We're asking adults this year to please lay back until late in the show to pick up any stamps that they would like, because we usually get a good number of kids showing up with their parents, and they're able to go through the donated materials, stamps and covers, and some supplies. And take them home for free and get some advice on how to start a collection or build their collection. We often get a fair amount of homeschool children there, but we want to extend the invitation to all children and all families to pick up stamps and learn a little bit about history and geography. We also will have six of our club members who are exhibiting there, looking at things like Marilyn Monroe and the transport airmail stamps from post-World War II era, and Elyria postal history. So that's just three of the stamp exhibits we'll have. And we'll have food on site. Parking is free. It's just a real nice time for people to come together, and not just collectors, but anybody who has any interest in history and stamp collecting. And of course, we'll have the special displays from the Lorraine Public Library and the Lorraine Historical Society regarding Toni Morrison.
Wow, lots of great things going on there, and you've got me intrigued. I wanted to find out what the Christmas stamps are going to look like this year, and I see snow globes and winter woodland animals is what they've designed.
That's what they designed this year. They were issued way back in September, so the Postal Service gets an early jump on the holiday season. Every other year, they do issue a religious theme, showing a Madonna and child. Wow. And then there's also other holiday stamps for Kwanzaa and Hanukkah that are issued virtually every year. Right. So there's plenty for stamps for people to pick up to celebrate the season, however they celebrate it.
Do they ever get into Halloween and Thanksgiving stamps?
There was a couple of different Halloween sets of stamps over the years. Probably about every 5 to 8 years they do issue that. And there was a Thanksgiving stamp. Oh, it was probably close to 20 years ago now that they issued.
Well, I'm a fan of snow globes. I love snow globes. So this year, the stamps are really appealing to me this year. Well, Dennis, if people want to get more information maybe about the Black River Stamp Club or this event, where's a good place to maybe to find some things on that?
Well, we have a website, www.stamps.org/black-river-stamp-club, or just email us at blackriver.stampclub@gmail.com.
All right, or stop by over on the Saturday over at St. Jude School. You'll see a lot of folks coming in between 10 and 5 to enjoy all of the event at the Black River Stamp Club. Thanks for your time, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Noel. Thanks for having us, and we really appreciate all that WOL does for the local community.
That's good. We look forward to reading you in the Chronicle-Telegram throughout the month as well.
Thanks.